You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is Thursday, September 19th, 2025. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great week so far. And I'm doing okay myself. Thank you for not asking. So, I don't have a lot of updates other than there's a couple of really cool stories that have popped up on the site recently, particularly the one with Master Anthony and his faggot Fabian. Or Fabienne, I guess. I don't know how you say it. I'm not French, so. But there's some really good stories coming on the site. So hopefully you enjoy those. I do encourage everyone to go get on my Discord. It's turning into a really interesting community. There's lots and lots of people helping each other. There's rooms where you can confess things, ask advice. There's rooms for hypno and other fetishy things that you guys like for some reason. And there's FinDom rooms and all kinds of stuff. We've got quite a few alphas on the Discord, which is really great also. And we're going to have training rooms. I've talked to Master A, who some of you may be familiar with from my writings on the site. But he is interested in starting a training class on the Discord. So there's all kinds of great stuff, and it's free. So how often do you get that free? Okay, well, actually you get it all the time because everything that I do is free. So unless you give me a donation on my Cash App, it's Sam FWA. Okay, anyway, so on with the show. So this episode is entitled A Capable Faggot. It references, and I'm going to reference a set of scriptures from the Bible. Now, I'm sure many of you are not Bible readers, and you probably don't appreciate the Bible very much, I'm sure. I get this from time to time from people. But I respect the Bible quite a bit. And it means something to me. I grew up with the Bible. I studied literature. It's an amazing book, honestly. And so I am going to reference a set of scriptures. It's Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. And before I reference any of it, I want to kind of preface here that this set of scriptures describes a capable wife, okay? And we're going to replace the word wife with faggot, okay? And I'm going to have this read by an AI, a British AI. But when you listen to it, I want you to substitute in your mind the word faggot for wife. And obviously not all of it applies, but a large portion of it does. And we're going for a mindset here. And I want you guys to think about this while you're listening to it, okay? So this is Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31.
Who can find a capable wife? Her value is far more than that of corals. Her husband trusts her from his heart, and he lacks nothing of value. She rewards him with good, not bad, all the days of her life. She obtains wool and linen. She delights to work with her hands. She is like the ships of a merchant, bringing her food in from afar. She also rises while it is still night, providing food for her household and portions for her female servants. She sets her mind on a field and buys it. She plants a vineyard from her own labors. She prepares herself for hard work, and she strengthens her arms, She sees that her trading is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. Her hands seize the distaff, and her hands take hold of the spindle. She extends her palm to the lowly one, and she opens her hands to the poor. She does not worry about her household because of the snow, for her whole household is clothed in warm garments. She makes her own bed covers. Her clothing is of linen and purple wool. Her husband is well known in the city gates, where he sits among the elders of the land. She makes and sells linen garments and supplies belts to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and splendor, and she looks to the future with confidence. She opens her mouth in wisdom. The law of kindness is on her tongue. She watches over the activity of her household, and the bread of laziness she does not eat. Her children rise up and declare her happy. Her husband rises up and praises her. There are many capable women, but you surpass them all. Charm may be false, and beauty may be fleeting. But the woman who fears Jehovah will be praised. Give her the reward for what she does, and let her works praise her in the city gates.
Okay, so I think it's pretty clear that, first and foremost, I think it's a beautiful set of scriptures that describe women, the role of women, in a very positive way. Now, a lot of people claim that the Bible denigrates women, or many times it's been twisted to justify the abuse of women or whatever. But this set of scriptures clearly is speaking very highly of women and many of the things they can do in the household, etc., and how they can support their man. Now, women have gotten away from this completely, okay? Like, women would read this now and just be like, how dare you tell me, you know, I'm as good as any man, and the man should be doing my work for that work for me, you know, kind of thing. But what I want to get at here is the mindset that's described here of a capable wife, a valuable wife. As faggots, we should have this same attitude. We want to be a capable faggot. We want to be a valuable faggot. In this set of scriptures, it describes, taking care of the house for the man, supporting him, protecting his interests, building up the household, being valuable with, it mentions like bartering and trading and things of that sort, but, you know, faggots bring home money to support their master, things like that. I mean, it describes those kinds of things about a woman, a wife. What a faggot is not like a wife in many ways, most ways, but we do, if we're owned by an alpha, we have a master, you know, his house is where is what we take care of. We are part of his household, part of his possessions. But when we're a capable faggot, we are entrusted with our master's belongings and his life and livelihood, okay? He assigns us duties in that household. And we should look at it as part of our duty, a kind of a solemn gift, really, to be able to be a domestic faggot or whatever, or be there as the possession that brings him pleasure, you know. Those functions of a capable faggot make us valuable to our masters. I would say that there's a a lot of faggots have the wrong mindset about their role. You know, they think that they're faggots. A lot of times, they want to serve an alpha because they want fulfillment of their own fetishes. Like, they want to be spit on, or they want to sniff feet, or they want to be slapped around, or whatever. And there are plenty of alphas that will do that. But being a capable faggot, it's not about the faggot's fulfillment of its fetish interests, okay? And I've been harping on this forever and ever, but like, faggots who are capable, the capable faggots are faggots who are deeply committed to simply serving the alpha's needs, being valuable in whatever way he needs to be served. Do you see the difference in the mindset? And that's kind of that's the mindset I've always approached my service to alphas. I've always had that attitude of, how can I be more valuable? So, for instance, like, I went and learned how to give pedicures, or I went and learned how to give massage, because I wanted to deepen my arsenal of things that I can offer my masters, to be a capable faggot, to be a valuable thing that my masters would own and have. Because I always took it seriously as a commission, not just me getting off, you know, or something like that, or like what turns me on, you know. I'm there, I exist to make them happy and make them more satisfied with their life. That's what a capable faggot does. Same with the way a capable wife is described in the Bible. So hopefully you can see that connection. But I want to turn this to alphas, okay, and masters out there. Because here's my question to all of you. Do you view your faggots as capable faggots, valuable faggots? What are you doing to make them that way or help them to be that? You see, if all you do as a master and an owner of a faggot is beat it up, abuse it, fuck it and throw it away, whatever, what are you doing to make that faggot become what it can be in your life? See, masters have a huge role to play in this. And I see so many alphas and masters out there really, really wasting the opportunity. You know, you have a faggot that wants to give you its life and do whatever it can to serve you, and you treat it like that. You're confirming that you don't deserve that. You don't deserve a capable faggot in your life. And see, this is the thing that like alphas think that because they're superior men, that they can do whatever they want and not like change or improve their approach. And that's completely wrong. See, like a capable wife, and as described in the Bible, is serving a capable man, a capable husband. A capable faggot should be serving a capable master, right? And they would work in harmony for the service of the alpha, obviously, but still, your faggot or faggots, they look to you and they're shaped by you. What are you teaching them? How are you using them? You know, how are you training them? Are you taking the time to train them, to make them better? Are you giving them hope for a better future? I mean, I'll give you a couple of examples. I mean, one great example is Master Lorenzo, how he's rescued his faggot, Giovanni, and also Raphael, but like mostly Gio. And he's teaching Gio, and he's training Gio, and he's putting Gio through college so Gio can be better, so that Gio can be a more capable faggot for him. See, that's what an intelligent, thoughtful master does to develop a capable faggot. So this podcast episode is not only about faggots and their attitudes. It's about masters and owners of faggots. And when the two have that mindset and take on that responsibility, this can flourish and be a more meaningful thing. So this is kind of a podcast episode for both alphas and faggots. And I hope that, like, masters out there will sit down and listen to this podcast with their faggots, you know, et cetera, and share ideas or thoughts about it. Because I do think this is important, you know. And it's not something I've ever really touched on before, but I'm glad I'm doing it because it needs to be done. It needs to be said. So think about what you're doing to be a capable faggot or to develop a capable faggot, because that is where the real meaning is in hierarchy. It's not just about sex, you know, or slapping somebody around or whatever, pissing on them, whatever you're doing. Like, those are things that happen, and they're sometimes good training things, but the real thing is, how can a faggot become a more valuable possession of a man to enrich his life, you know? So hopefully this provides some value to you guys out there. So it's something that really actually means very much to me, because it's something that I've always tried to be in my life as a faggot. So thank you for listening. I'm looking forward to some feedback on this one, because I really do think it is an important one. So feel free to contact me on any of my channels, you know. So again, join the Discord. Exciting things are happening there, and keep watching the site and keep working on yourselves, okay? I love you very much, and I will talk to you later, okay? Love ya.
Bye.